This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. Wilmington's historic Queen Theatre revels in its high-profile role as the stage for some of Vice President Joe Biden's biggest campaign events. WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more from the Delaware desk.
In a normal campaign year, Biden would rarely, if ever, be seen campaigning in Delaware, a solidly blue state that's expected to vote in big numbers for hometown Joe. But this is no ordinary year, and like many of us, Biden is doing his work remotely. Unlike many of us, his base for much of that remote work is a more than 200-year-old theater in downtown Wilmington called The Queen.
Certainly The Queen is a unique facility.
That's Mike Hare, executive VP of the Buccini Poland Group, which owns the facility.
Certainly the stage, et cetera, can be customized, whether it's for an ad, whether it's for some type of virtual meeting that they want to have, or any special events. So I think it appealed to them, certainly in the heart of the city.
And though it's opened him up to attacks from President Trump that Biden's hiding in the basement, Biden has always had a reputation for staying close to home. While others in Congress spent their nights in D.C., then Senator Biden would take Amtrak home to Wilmington, arriving at a station that now bears his name. The campaign presence has helped breathe some life into what has been a quieter than usual downtown scene.
There has been some ripple effect for the not only the techs and the staffers that are in town, you know, it's at least provided some life to Market Street, some impact, you know, for businesses along Market Street.
The Queen Theater, which opened as a hotel, once hosted Martin Van Buren a few years before he became president. If Biden wins, Hare hopes it would add to the legacy of this Wilmington landmark.
To think that we may be saying, and frankly, personally, I hope we're saying that a president of the United States ran at least part of his waning months of the campaign were waged from this historic place, you know, in this great city.
From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.